Today's Spotlight features the Chief Executive Officer of the Namibia Association of Medical Aid Funds, Mr. Stephen Chiworo. Now, Chiworo is currently pursuing an LLM Master's in Law from UNISA with coursework completed and a dissertation in progress. He holds a postgraduate diploma in strategy and innovation from Oxford University, a Bachelor of Laws LLB and a Bachelor of Law degree from UNISA. Now, additionally, he earned a National Diploma in Police Science from the Polytechnic of Namibia, where he was recognised as the top student in his final year. Now, in terms of professional development, he has completed several advanced programmes, including a Strategic Leadership Programme by the British Council, an Advanced Management and Leadership Programme from Oxford Said Business School, and a Performance Management Excellence course from Rhodes University. He also completed an international law enforcement program in the USA and various other specialized training courses. He currently serves as the Chief Executive Officer of the Namibia Association of Medical Aid Funds since April 2017. Mr. Chiworo, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you, Nikki, and also allow me to pass my greetings to the listener.
Can you tell us about your childhood and how it has shaped the person that you are today?
There's nothing spectacular about my childhood. I grew up in a small village, some 80 kilometers from in the eastern called Oshimutpanda. That is where I grew up in high school, the Tokakarara. Maybe what one can say is that we grew up in a truly egalitarian society.
Mm-hmm.
Where the principles of Ubuntu was the guiding principle. In that society, every elder in that village was your parent and you were a child.
Yeah.
It was a close-knit society
mm-hmm.
where people really depended on one another.
Yeah, yeah. So then what was your biggest dream growing up?
Well, truly, again, from a village perspective, you had no career guidance as it were. The highest political office that you would know at that village is the elders' council, where all disputes in the village will be taken to, and you would envy your well-spoken and articulate members of the society in that elder council, and also a farming society, so success there would be associated between being a useful member of a society that could serve in a leadership role of that elders council or a bigger farmer. But then again, as I was saying, in a literary society, whether you had how many number of cattle, it was a classless society.
Now, what motivates you on a daily basis?
Well, motivation is really about your purpose in life, defining your purpose at each and every stage of your life. Motivates you waking up to go do what you know is the problem that you are to solve.
And then who or what were some of the early influences in your life that guided you through your journey?
Coming from a village, there was the definition of manhood.
Yeah.
That will come off your icon. Unfortunately, this is not before that entered the political realm at national level to be known as such.
Mm-hmm.
But that really shaped your outlook in life.
Yeah.
For you to be men, to be a person society can value.
Yeah.
That is the early shaping of my life. But then in terms of professional career, throughout my life, it was in my 18th working year that I got to meet someone who became almost a mentor and a role model. And that was my CEO, Jeremiah Mwandinohamba, better known as Jerry, who really went out of his way to do everything that is there to be done to unleash my leadership and management potential, providing lots of books for me to go through, even encouraging me to take up the training that you just listed.
Yeah. And then, you know, being in a leadership position, how do you maintain a balance between your professional and your personal life?
Well, that balance is truly determined by your ability to manage your time and also to maintain boundary.
Yeah, very important.
Knowing as to which time is for what activities and which time is for what activities. But also more important, given this busy life, corporate life that is, one really have to take a conscious decision of taking regular breaks. In my own case, one of my hobbies, probably a way of life, not necessarily a hobby, is part-time farming. This time, when things become too heavy or too much,
yeah,
your regular breaks that you will take, weekends out, spending time on a farm, house writing and what have you, that freedom then, the breeze that you feel as you are on your horseback, those are the things that really helps you balance your life.
Yeah. And then in conclusion, do you have any life or career advice that you would like to share with our listeners?
Maybe is to go out and say that whoever wants to achieve in life, success is difficult to define. But to achieve whatever goals you have, best is to embrace the reality that you remain a lifelong learner who is prepared to venture outside of your comfort zone. And also be agile about that, given the fact that if you look at the current situation in Namibia, where we have high unemployment rate, you really should be a good risk taker, whether you want to be a calculated risk taker or just a risk taker, by appreciating opportunities that you are getting in life. Maybe if you were to follow my career path, everywhere I went, you needed to, in a way of understanding the ecosystem of the environment you're working in. As I was saying, you are a problem solver.
Yeah.
And you would never be able to solve a problem you don't understand. For that to happen, you need to know the ecosystem, the meso level, macro level, and micro level. Get to find out who am I in the space I'm working. How are the activities that I am carrying out on a daily basis contribute to the cause of the environment I'm working in? How is that helping the country or the economy? Only when you get to know that would you become effective in a way how you would strategize what the next step would
be. Yeah.
And the second one could be that without anything, there is nothing. Therefore, it is necessary for everyone to set specific and realistic goals for themselves if they were to progress as profession. And that would guide also the choices and inform your own decision.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, that was the Chief Executive Officer of the Namibia Association of Medical Aid Funds, NAMAF, Mr. Stephen Chiuworo. Thank you so much for your time.